Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening. Good evening and welcome to Have You Heard. I'm Rich Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
I'm Jack Helsley.
Jack Helsley's back again. Matthew Altizer did not lie last week when he said, I hope that you stick around for a week, Jack, because we want to do another show with you. That's pretty good inflection of yours. Oh, let me try it again.
I hope you stay around for another week, Jack, because we're going to have to do another show with you.
I think that was good. Yeah.
All right. Altizer approved. So, Jack, you're still here.
It's a lot more confrontational than when I used to be here, isn't it? It's a different time. Back when the countries used to get along.
That's right. Well, we are here with Jack. We've been playing music. Last week we played music of new recordings that he's on. We were talking to him about his experiences at North Texas, doing his doctorate there. One of the first five people to get his doctorate from that program down there. And Jack, I just want to ask you a question, because I think people are curious about this. It's kind of like the 1 o'clock band and 2 o'clock band and all that stuff. And the North Texas is like almost a mythological school. Like you just hear about it. It's this huge, big school. And the faculty there is pretty darn good. I mean, you like would study with Lynn Seton, and that's not bad.
These are all true.
Okay.
Students.
Yeah. So I bet people around here are kind of curious, what are the differences, similarities of the players, the students that are coming out of there versus, say, IU or any other major schools that you are familiar with?
So you want me to go on the radio and talk about, okay.
Nothing negative, but I mean, like, there's got to be positives about one program versus another. And
Here's the funny thing. Well, Keith Carnes and we were talking about Keith last week. Both went to school here at IU and then went to school there, and so we both sort of have a view of how both things work. And it's funny because a ton of people there would all come up to us and go, wow, so what's it like at IU? You know, and so they're also curious, like, what's going on up here?
Because it's like regional. Like, if you're in this area, you know about IU, you grew up listening.
Exactly.
Knowing about IU. And
right.
I mean, there's big schools that you, everywhere, everybody knows about them. But it's like you just hear rumors, like a little trickling effect of like North Texas here. I mean, this is so far away from us.
It's true, and it's the same there. So like in Oklahoma, you know, people are like, oh, you were in the 1 o'clock? You know, and again, that and $4 will get you a cup of coffee probably. But it does carry some sort of weird cachet. But I think the condensed version is they are night and day, I think. I mean, because I don't know. I mean, I think both produced some really good players. And it was funny because I got to play with the Leisure Kings the other night with a bunch of recent IU students. And I was like, man, these guys sound really good. You know, like the drummer is Jake.
Jake, I think so, yeah.
Sorry, I'm spaced on Jake's last name.
Sounds like Jack. That's how I remembered it all night.
But I was like, oh, man, you know, these guys sound really good. And so it's like I just think it's a very different approach and scene. I mean, it's just a sea of people there. I mean, just the jazz department and stuff, where I mean, it's not quite, while it is a big thing, it's, I mean, you know, if you look at like the number of opera singers,
right,
IU,
opera is a big,
we're kind of outweighed, I think. But what
is a jazz program at North Texas the big focus of that school? Is that, does it have a big orchestral instrumental musicology department, all that good stuff?
Well, it's funny. They're literally in two separate like parts of the school. I mean, there's literally like the jazz side and the not jazz side. And so I don't even know. Although I've met some very fine players, the principal French hornist in the Oklahoma Philharmonic was a North Texas person, and she is fantastic. And but I don't know that much about the classical side. Hmm. Although it was kind of funny, the jazz side is the old side of the building, and so it's mostly the jazz professors that are on that side, except for a couple people. And so in the hallway, in which it was Fred Hamilton, the guitar teacher, and Lynn, and whoever was directing the 1 o'clock at that time, and the director of jazz studies, and like in the main rehearsal hall where all the jazz stuff happens, there was the harp teacher and Dr. Brian Bowman. Do you know who Brian Bowman is?
That's a familiar name. Yeah.
He was the euphonium soloist with the Air Force Band for like a million years until he retired, and he's a legend. And so the one thing I do know about North Texas other than the jazz program is they crank out all the people that win all of those military band auditions because they all go to study with him. Yeah, yeah, and he's fantastic, and he's such a nice man. I like him a lot. So.
Okay, well, that's good. I think that's a great answer to my question, Jack. Thank you.
I also, on the podcast extras for people that want to listen, I could tell you all the stories I've heard over the years of you know, really harsh things that have happened to people, like... I saw Art Reiner. Hi, Art. I saw Art Reiner the other day, and he was telling road stories about being on the Jimmy Dorsey band, or was it the Tommy Dorsey band? I can't remember.
I don't know.
He was on one of those bands,
yeah,
and he was
probably
telling
Jimmy. Just, yeah,
Jimmy. He was telling all these horrible road stories, and they're just these legendary stories at North Texas of just like, you know, awful things happening, like someone. Where were they? They were in Portugal or somewhere. The 1 o'clock was playing some concert, and you had to turn over your passport to the hotel, and then when you're leaving, you get your passport back, and then you go to the hotel. And halfway to the hotel, the drummer in the band or something is like, "Oh, I left my passport," and they called him up to the front of the bus and said, "Well, have a nice life," and put him off the bus. And he was like, "No, I'm serious. Have a nice life." And then they left.
Whoa.
He somehow did get back to the hotel, get his passport, and meet them at the airport before they left. But I was like,
"Wow,
really?
Man, that's school of hard knocks."
School of hard knocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Jack. Anyway, you have some music for us.
I do have some music.
Let's play a couple. Do you want to like do back to back? 1 o'clock things, or do you want to,
no 1 o'clock things.
Okay, you want to play stuff that you've been listening to? This is all about you, Jack.
So here's some stuff I've been listening to.
There we go.
We
were getting
definitely.
We actually,
we
were kind of getting tired of listening to just solo bass. Well, if you didn't tune in last week,
you were like, "Yeah, brag on
welcome
yourself,
to this week," because wow.
I honestly say I never listened to myself. So sort of a funny thing has been happening. I finally got to leave Denton once I got done doing all my coursework to move to Oklahoma City, where my wife is. So that's been great. And there's a small group of really fantastic musicians who I think I just sort of don't say out loud, but I just always kind of refer to them as the kids because I'm just so much older than them. But
I wonder what their nickname for you is.
Yeah, I have no doubt. But they're always like springing like music on me that I've never heard, and they're into just like some of the strangest stuff. Like they're really into like West Coast, you know, 50s stuff, like stuff I've never heard. And then, you know, like, "Hey, let's go play this gig," and like calling these tunes. I was like, "I've never heard this tune in my life." And then just like some contemporary things that I don't know. And then like some random Keith Jarrett stuff that I've never heard that's really killing. I'm like, "Wow, you guys are like, yeah, it stretches me out. I like it."
That's cool. That's great. Yeah, it's always interesting what towns have different sets of tunes. You know?
I think they're just screwing with me, but
it could be.
But so what? So we're gonna play some of the music anyway.
Yeah, let's play
so
a few.
Maybe let's start with a Keith Jarrett tune. I'm a huge Keith Jarrett fan, especially of his American Quartet. There's like the American Quartet and the European Quartet. And the American Quartet was Dewey Redmond, Charlie Hayden, and Paul Motion. And so I thought I knew most of those recordings, but apparently I did not know this one. So maybe let's start with this Keith Jarrett Quartet tune called "Southern Smiles."
Thank you.
Southern Smiles by Keith Jarrett and his American Quartet. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
I'm the American Quartet.
Yay!
No, I'm Jack Helsley.
Even more yay!
Back on Have You Heard.
Yay!
It's like a homecoming.
That's right. You are listening to Have You Heard on 88.7 WICR.
The Diamond.
In Indianapolis, Indiana. And you could be listening through that FM radio station, or you could listen to us at iTunes Radio, TuneIn, iHeart. You could find us on our website at haveyouheardjazz.com. You could locate us on Facebook at Have You Heard Jazz. You could even email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com. And Rich always checks those emails. So don't worry, you will be heard.
That's true. I'm listening.
There you go. So, Jack, you played Keith Jarrett in the American Quartet. So you said you were a big Keith Jarrett fan.
I am a big Keith Jarrett. Well, I don't know. I'm sure they're pianists. I'm sure Zach Lapidus is a bigger Keith Jarrett fan than me. But I like Keith Jarrett. I like that band. Bop B is one of my favorite recordings of that band.
Yeah.
I wish I knew more like Dewey Redman. Again, like I feel like the kids out in Oklahoma, they're just like, they're totally into that. They're like, oh yeah, do you know this Dewey recording and that Dewey recording? I was like, no, I don't. I wish I did. And so I feel like every time like I go to play a gig, I spend like, you know, like $10 on iTunes or something just so I can like figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. That's okay. It's like, you know, I guess.
It could definitely be a game of theirs where they're
screwing with
you. Well, they're testing you. They're like, oh, Dr. Jackson, he's got his doctorate from UNT. Let's see which recordings he doesn't know about.
I don't think they really care, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, which is fine as well.
What else have you been listening to? Let's play a couple more tunes.
Okay, here's something I just kind of found on my own that nobody made me listen to. I'm a big Dave Holland fan, and he has this record called Aziza. Have you guys heard this?
Yes.
I think it was out last...
It's a really good album.
It's a really good record. It was out last year or so, and it's... oh gosh, now I forget who all is on it. So it's sort of a collective band as opposed to being like Dave Holland's band. And it's Dave Holland on bass and Chris Potter, who's been playing with him forever, and Lionel Luwicke. Mm-hmm. I always say his name. I think I did an entire Lionel Luwicke show, and Eric Harlan, the drummer. And man, these tunes are just like, I don't know. I hate to like say, you know, oh, it's great because it's complex music, but it's great complex music. So every tune on there is like, I cannot figure out what they're doing, but it sounds super cool. And so each, I guess the vibe of the band is it's a collective, and each of them bring their own, like bring a composition. So there are compositions by each one of them. And I believe this is a composition by Lionel Luwicke, and it's called Aziza Dance. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast.
Aziza Dance. That features Dave Holland, Lionel Lewicki, Chris Potter, Eric Harlan. I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
I'm Jack Hilsey, the bifocal consultant.
That's right. When I went to the eye doctor and she said, well, you know, you said you were complaining it was kind of getting hard to read things, close up, but your prescription hasn't changed. So she had that big old thing up in front of my face and she said, well, this is your prescription now. I'm like, okay. And then flip, this is what reading glasses would look like. And I thought, I want reading glasses. I don't want to deal with bifocals. And because I was downtown, I was on the Circle, awesome. They're great, by the way. They're great. I did not want to go through the whole bifocal thing. Because I remember when you got bifocals, and it was an issue. Yeah, so I was like, just give me another pair of glasses.
Yeah, I have a separate pair just for reading music.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. Yep. And it was perfect. It's been a game changer, man. I can read at night now. I can read, and my eyes don't get tired. They do, but not as quick.
You know. Do you know when I had the horrible realization that I couldn't read music in bifocals? Didn't you do that Bugs Bunny on the Bugs Bunny Symphony gig?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on that gig. Oh. I just got this pair of glasses I'm wearing right now, and there were five or six bases in the section, and I'm like crowded in there, and I look up and I could not see anything. It was just like dots. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But it was at the gig. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it just kind of happened. Yeah. I was kind of going. I noticed it, and I did Man of La Mancha, and Ed Cord was sitting behind me in the pit. I was like, man, I just can't get things straight. He's like, oh, reading glasses. You got to get them, man. It's perfect. You can see your music clearly, and everything else is hazy. It's just perfect.
So tune in next week on Health Beat, and we'll be discussing prostate problems or not.
Hey, man, we're all of the age where we have to get that done once a year or so.
I'm already off this show. I can't get in any more trouble.
All right. So, Jack, there's a strong group of musicians in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
And which isn't surprising. I may think everywhere has a pretty good core. And was it easy to get in with these people? Like, you just showed up and had your bass and like, hey, can I play with you guys? Or did you have to drop some names?
Drop some names. I don't know. It's a much smaller scene. You know, there's definitely not as much happening gig-wise. And I think the people there, I don't mean that as a slam on Oklahoma. The people there will be the first one to tell you that there's just not as much going on.
Sure.
But, there are some really good musicians. And so, you know, we sort of had a Tuesday night meeting of you know, where we would get together and just read, you know, a bunch of original music that these guys had written. And it was very challenging. I was like, man, you guys are totally killing me with all this stuff. So that's cool. But, you know, it's like where, you know, finding places to play all that is kind of the trick.
So. Right. Well, that's the trick everywhere.
That's the precise.
Not unique to Oklahoma City, that's for sure. Well, what else do you want to play for us? I love listening to the music that you bring in. And that, like, you and I, Jack, for those of you that are new listeners within the last four years, Jack and I had this show for many years. But
20 years.
Yeah. Almost. I think we started in 2005.
Is that right?
Something like that. Yeah. So we're in our dozen. This show has been going on for a dozen years. And when Matthew came on the show to replace you when you and your lovely wife Peggy moved to Oklahoma, You know, it was an easy transition because Matthew also brings, is a good foil to the things that I say, think about, and listen to. And he does pretty much opposite of all those things. He's courteous and thoughtful, but he listens to weird music. Some crazy stuff. So, you know, it's been fun having you here, Matthew. And Jack, it's nice to have you back to hear the music that you're going to share with us.
I thought that was my exit interview there for a second. I was getting ready to put my shoes on and leave.
So
did I take the pencil away from you yet? Performance? No.
Well, and the good thing is like sometimes when a different actor comes on to play the same character, like the audience doesn't quite get it. But I think they figured out right away that you were me. Oh wait, never mind.
Well, it's changed, but it stayed the same. So, what else do you have for us, Jack?
Okay, here's one I just got hip to last week. Actually, one of the students at the university is a phenomenal player. His dad runs the jazz program, and so he's had kind of a head start of his whole life has been playing the saxophone. And so we were doing a gig a week or so ago, and he's like, yeah, let's do this tune. I was like, I have never heard this tune. Strangely enough, by the new sax teacher at IU, Walter Smith. And it's a tune dedicated to Jason Moran, but Jason Moran actually plays on it, so I don't know if that's awkward. But it's
Hey, Walter, let's do my tune. Let's do the tune you wrote for me, man. You think Jason's right over there like, hey, let's do the tune you wrote for me. I like that too.
But anyway, this is from Walter Smith's record. Walter Smith III, I think it's just called Three, is the name of the recording. And the tune is called Moranish. Thank you.
was Moranish by Walter Smith III. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Jack Helsley III.
The third Not one.
Really. Yeah.
That's fake news. That's fake news.
And you are listening to Have You Heard right here on WICR 88.7.
The Diamond.
And we're catching up with Jack Helsley. Luckily, we are getting our base episode out of the way for the next decade.
Wow!
So you know,
I haven't played a single bassy thing. I mean, like you know, like hey, let's do a bunch of Ray Brown for 51 minutes. 53 minutes.
Well, that's true, and we appreciate that. So, but okay. This is still our base episode for the decade.
This counts. Okay, whatever.
So, yeah, play some more music for us.
Play some more music. Okay, so here I was talking about a bunch of the kids in Oklahoma. Like they spring this stuff on me. Kids, they're probably in their 30s, but they look like kids to me. So here's a recording by John McNeil. You know John McNeil, trumpet player. Pat Harbison studied with John for a long time in New York City. He's kind of a under the radar, but like super creative trumpet player. I remember meeting him when I was a kid at the Emerson camp. You know, when you're like 15 or whatever, he's a little too out, you know, for like reality. But phenomenal, just very creative trumpet player. I think he teaches at New England Conservatory now, does a bunch of stuff. But so this is from an album called Rediscovery, which I didn't know anything about. And so he takes a bunch of like West Coast tunes and like some Jerry Mulligan tunes, like a couple things from Birth of the Cool. I'm totally spacing on not. What are some of the Jerry Mulligan tunes on Birth of the Cool? I'm totally spacing on.
There'd be that one tune.
This one, Godchild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's George Wallington.
Bob Blissity.
That's Miles.
No, yeah, that's right. Jeru?
Maybe.
The one I sang?
That's right, yeah.
What is that called? Buddha. Wait. Budo?
No. Oh, is that Budo?
I don't know.
Regardless, he took...
If you haven't heard Jack Helsley and I's radio show before Matthew got on, that was pretty much it.
That was pretty much it. Pretty much it in a nutshell. So he took some of these West Coast tunes but sort of did them as if Ornette Coleman was doing it. So sort of that instrumentation. So trumpet, tenor, bass and drums, no harmonic instrument. And I'd never heard it before. And this tune in particular is called Band-Aid and it's a Russ Freeman tune. So he's a West Coast tenor saxophone player, 1950s, but you know, doesn't sound anything like West Coast stuff, but it's a totally cool tune. John McNeil. Thank you.
Band-Aid. That was a tune brought to us by Jack Helsley. I'm Richard Dull.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Jack Helsley, bringing the tunes.
Bringing the tunes.
2005?
Yeah, something like that. Back in the day, man, Jack and I had a lot of fun doing this show. And, you know, we didn't know what... This has turned into quite an enterprise and quite a corporation.
Yeah, I mean, before the spinoffs, I mean, we were the only thing. And now there's, you know...
Well, there's Have You Smelled? Have You Seen? Have you felt?
It's like moving on up.
It's really great, yeah. Mod. So we try to encompass all the senses, not just hearing. Try to help. Have you tasted?
Yeah. It's like, oh, this smells awful.
That's right.
The cousin show.
Yeah.
Have you smelled this?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jack. Well, we're approaching the end of the. Of your second show, and you know we record phone calls and Skype calls. So, if you ever have music that you want to share with your friends in Indianapolis, who I'm just assuming you think about quite often, I think it would be you can call, come on the show anytime you want.
There's a musical emergency. I'm just gonna.
You just press the button. On the Skype, get on the phone, and you call us, and we'll be here for you.
Yes.
Well, Matthew's very excited about having you on, but I think it would be cool. I mean, just to have that connection, the cross-country connection.
Absolutely.
So
the pipeline to Oklahoma.
That's right.
You guys have been trying to open up that market.
That's right.
For months.
Market. Yeah, the HYHXL oil pipeline. Pipeline that right to OKC.
The jazz line.
Yeah, the jazz line. That's right, yeah. All right, so what do you got? What do you got for it? What are you going to end the show?
Do we have time for one more? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is not a new tune, but it's a version. I mean, I think a lot of us probably, you know, we buy records and then we listen to them some and then we don't like, you know, listen to them much. And I remember Jeremy Allen, when he first moved back to town, was on a geeky website for bass players, they were talking about strings, because that's what we do. What kind of strings do you use? Well, I use these kind of strings. What kind of strings do you use? But he had this whole, like, thing about, like, talking about the bass player Sam Jones. And it's like, well, you know, when you hear him on this record, he sounds like this. And you hear him on this record, he sounds like that. And it was like, one of the records he was talking about was Cannonball Live at the Lighthouse. And I was like, you know, I don't own that record. I should get it. And so, like, I got on Amazon and got a copy of Live at the Lighthouse. And it's just amazing. I mean, the playing is unreal. But it wasn't one of those ones I grew up listening to every day, and it sort of like receded into the back of like, oh, yeah, that's right, I listened to that record. And I hadn't listened to it in a long time. And so the same saxophone player that was like wanted to do the Moranish tune, he was just like, hey, let's do Our Delight. And I was like, oh, Tad Dameron, I know that tune. And I was like, so what version are you thinking about? He's like, oh, Live at the Lighthouse. I was like, is that on that record? I don't even know that. I mean, I didn't remember that it was on there. And he's like, yeah, like that. And so like... being a dedicated musician, I was like, I should listen to this recording before the gig, and it's just burningly fast. It's insanely it's just amazing. I was like, oh, I should really revisit this.
You just steeled yourself. You said, I'm Jack Helsley, 1 o'clock band specialist. I can play fast.
If there is one thing you learn at the 1 o'clock, it's how to play fast. So there you go. But anyway, so his last tune is Our Delight, Cannonball Adderley. I don't know if he was just subbing that night, but it's Sam Jones, the Cannonballs, the brothers, but it's Nat mm-hmm. Adderley. And Victor Feldman was playing piano that night, which if you've never checked out Victor Feldman, I mean, he was probably known for playing vibes on a lot of things, but man, his piano playing is just blazing. So I don't know if he was just subbing that night for somebody, but man, he's killing it on this. So
awesome. Well, Jack, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Rick.
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.